Okay, Melina, so we're back for the second part of our interview and our conversation. Let's really start to get into some of the details associated with transitioning in the military. Talk a little bit about lending and talk a little bit about some different obstacles and opportunities that veterans in active duty have.
Yeah. So things to understand as a, if I were a seller today, Greg, and I'm looking at multiple offers, it is hard to choose the zero down. So as an agent, what could you do to educate the buyer, whether it's VA police or whomever, to educate the buyer on how to win in this market and in tomorrow's market and in yesterday's market? How do we educate them
I
to
think
do
one of
that?
the things that we have to do is if someone's a VA buyer, and I'm talking to the VA buyer as the mortgage person, take your application, issue the pre-approval, but be sure to collect the documents to send it to underwriting for a full mortgage commitment subject to them finding the property.
Oh, that's a great, great thing to do.
Because it will just give them such a competitive advantage when putting their offer in. With that full mortgage approval, as you know, Melina, as compared to just a pre-approval, especially when you're putting down 0%.
Yes, that's actually a very good point because part of what a VA member could do in trying to win an offer. So let's talk about the competitive market we're dealing with now, or if they were buying in San Diego or wherever. In a competitive market, how can I win as a VA buyer? Number one, if you've got a few extra funds, find them and let's put them in escrow. We'll get them back for you. There are different branches of the military have versions of a loan that you could pull out of your thrift savings, which is their version of the 401k. You could take a loan from yourself. It'll take 2 weeks to process, which is the entirety of getting in and out of attorney review and when escrow is due. And then you're going to pay it back within that 30 to 45 days. So those are
Soon as
like
you close, you get your
creative.
money back at escrow, and then you're putting it right back, and you've
Right back
barely paid
into
any
your only
interest on it.
savings, right? Into your savings. Several of the military branches, I can speak of the Coast Guard, has also a loan program that you could pay back over the course. They take it right out of your paycheck. It's a very low interest rate personal loan for small loans, $5,000, $10,000 in that range to help again get you through and bridge the financial gap. I need to take a loan so I can make a $10,000 move until my military service pays me back.
Another thing that active duty and veterans need to know is if you're a first-time home buyer in the state of New Jersey on a VA loan, you're still eligible for the first-time home buyer grants.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that's depending on the county, it's anywhere from 10 to 15,000. And if you're a first-time generational buyer, meaning that your parents do not currently own a home, you can get an additional 7,000 from the state. And it applies to a VA mortgage as well.
Does it take extra time to process?
So how it works, Melina, is once you have the loan cleared for a closing, on our end, we submit the paperwork to the state, and it's generally going to take about 5 days for the state approval to get done. So does it delay the process? It does, but it's not significant. Going to realistically just need a 30 to 45 day closing time frame to make sure that we've secured the money from the state, and the state just wires the money to the closing.
And then, do they have to own the home for a certain amount of time?
That's a great point. You have to own it for a 5-year time frame.
Okay.
So you have to own it for 5 years. If you sell it prior to that, you have to pay the state their money back.
Right.
But even in that event, it's a 0% loan. So you received a loan from the state. Worst case scenario, if you have to pay it back,
Pay it
all
at
right, you have to pay it
closing.
back, but it was 0%.
Yeah,
You didn't
very
pay
good
any
point.
interest on it.
Very good point.
So basically, if someone wants to give me $15,000 today and I got to pay them back in 3 years and they're not going to pay me interest on it, I'm taking the deal.
Right? And there you go again. It's ways. I think if I were choosing a loan officer today, I would choose the person who knows all the ins and outs of all of it so that they could maximize what you can get out of your first purchase. Because truthfully, that I'll never forget. It was actually a loan guy who said this to me, a mortgage lender who said it to me when I think I bought my first place at 29 or 30. And he was like, don't worry about it, Melina. We're going to get you in the house, but you're going to take whatever you make off of this house and get into the next one. My mind was not thinking about my house number two or three, but he made me think about it. He made me think of that first $200,000 I spent as this is my first investment.
It is an investment. And right? It's funny, as you just get more seasoned in life, people all say the same thing. The more seasoned it is, I wish I bought more real estate, right? I should have bought more real estate.
I should have kept it.
Right. And you're always going to win statistically long term with real estate. And yeah, you know, as the audience has heard me say many times, all wealthy people own real estate. Well, there's
all
a reason for that.
Because
they understand how the math works. They understand the tax benefits. They understand all of that.
So to go back to the VA and to active duty members, how do you win in a competitive environment first? You've got two choices when you're given notice that you have to move to a new station, right? Choice number one is I'm going to rent. I can either rent from the base because your BAH, your basic housing allowance, will either go to the base if they offer housing, to base housing, or that basic housing allowance can go to you and you can go rent a place for under it and try to save for your utilities or whatever, or you take that basic housing allowance and you match it up to a mortgage.
Great
right?
point. Absolutely.
So those are your three choices of what to do with money.
You think about it, it's almost like you're like a renter of a house that you own because you're getting money for your housing that's going directly towards your mortgage.
Yep.
So if your mortgage is $3,000 a month and your income coming in for housing's even $1,000 a month, your mortgage payment's really $2,000 a month.
That's it.
Money's coming. So the government in that situation, as part of the package, they're really paying a lot of the interest on the loan every month.
Yeah, there's something I think I heard Warren Buffett say repeatedly in different ways, but he basically says, I invest in what I know, right? So of course, when you're speaking to me, the real estate agent, I'm going to invest in what I know.
Right.
And I'm a believer because I've seen so many military members change their wealth legacy by buying at every station because you could do it at 0% down, rent to another military member who 9.99999% will not give you a hard time, has to pay their rent on time. So, and you're giving back to that member to get them on their feet. And then they have a trail of 5 houses or 10 houses for the course of their career that are being rented. And
by
now
military.
They can just go through and sell.
One of the other great things about a VA mortgage, there's no loan limits on it.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
So I had done a transaction in Maryland and they were putting down 0%. Now they put down $50,000 on a $1.4 million house. They got the money back at closing. They were in the house, borrowed $1.4 million, zero down, no PMI. This particular veteran was 100% disabled. They had a 100% disability rating. Couple of things. There's no funding fee that you have to pay. And in his situation, he didn't have to pay property taxes.
Yes.
So.
And New Jersey is like that
I
too.
Know. Yeah. So New Jersey, no property taxes in that situation.
So this is a great, this is maybe a side conversation, but for that exit, as you're starting to think about exiting the military, that those doctor appointments and that rating of your disability is so important to what happens post leaving the military.
That's a great point.
Right? Because your taxes in New Jersey can be anywhere from $1,000 a month. And I'm just going to start there because maybe they're $500 a month. But on a typical $500,000 house, wouldn't you say they're about $2,000, $1,000 a month at least?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at $1,000
a month,
depending on the county. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're looking, that's
a
big chunk of your mortgage payment that you could, again, take the military benefits and use to your advantage. And a lot of people will look at me and go, but that's not fair. Really? That's not fair that they made $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, and $100,000 for their 20-year career and made all those sacrifices, it's not fair to pay it back to them when they're living on their pension.
Who thinks it isn't fair?
There are lots of people just don't understand how to make it all work. So again, to go back to how to win in this market, it's number one through education. Agent has to educate agent so she can educate seller.
Yeah. And mortgage person. Seller. Like it's you have to, everyone's got to be involved in the education process.
Yes, yes. The second thing is let's take a little bit of money and put it in escrow for the seller to feel comfortable and your commitment. Let's show them that we have to move. And that is by sharing your story and what you need from a seller. I think that that has been, you know, we are making the process colder and colder and colder and more disjointed and more disrespectful every single day. But if you could bring humanity back in and to be able to say to my co-agent, hey, listen, I know that I'm not allowed to write a letter and I'm not allowed to say this, but I want you to know that this is not just any veteran. This veteran is moving. He has to move. He's the new chief of station XYZ. He's going to be moving on April 6th. Our house is closing April 30th. I need you to know that this is for real. They're moving their two kids. And we want to know that we're committed. We're going to do our appraisal quickly. We'll do our inspections in the first week. Let's try to answer all your questions within the first 10 days.
Get everything approved up front while they're shopping for a house. Have the approval.
I love that. That's been a win for me all the time.
It's got that feeling of cash. Yeah. We're already approved for everything. I just wanted to close on one more topic. The NAR settlement and buyer agency. So when you look at the proposed legislation, let's call it, that's coming down the pike, the big issue is that a seller would not necessarily pay the buyer's agent's commission anymore, which, you know, everyone out there listening is probably aware of that. So if a buyer is paying the buyer's agent commission directly, and you're doing a conventional loan or you're doing an FHA loan, everyone's okay with that. The agencies that buy these loans are okay with that. VA is an exception. So if someone's doing a VA loan, under no circumstances can they pay a commission. So I would be surprised if we do not see some changes as a result of that, because it does negatively impact the VA buyer.
I think you'll see those changes in Maryland and Washington first, because it's going to impact our biggest, probably our highest ranking officials first. If you see those changes, I also think as a seller, it is the most unwise decision to choose not to use that as part of your attraction strategy to bringing buyers to your home. I don't think that's smart. In my opinion, the buyer's agency agreement on by itself is really wonderful. It adds so much value to the buyer's agent and really forces the buyers to choose their partner. We do it in every other
field. Which is something that
field.
Has been missing yep. in the industry. Where
I choose my doctor, right, Greg? Yeah. We choose our lenders. Yeah. We choose who lists a house for us. We should be interviewing and choosing our buyer's agent based on skill, knowledge of the area, what they're willing to do, and if they know how to win in a competitive market, a down market, an up market, a sideways market.
I could not agree with you more.
Right?
It just gets everyone committed to partnership.
Absolutely.
When you go into the real estate process, whether or not it's with the agent, buy side, sell side, mortgage person, attorneys that are involved, it's a relationship that everyone has to ensure that it's going to go in a smooth fashion and that everybody's comfortable.
Yeah.
If I'm looking to buy a house, I want to know this is the person that I want to work with, because it's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely it's a big deal. And I really feel and strongly believe that if I'm a professional, this is my career. I'm dedicated to helping my clients find homes, build generational wealth, invest, purchase, commercial, whatever it is that they need. This is what I pride myself on learning at a very, very high level. Yeah. It is not a joke. So the days of leaving your kids and leaving your family on a Sunday for 2 hours to show houses only to have the person go to a different agent, yeah, is they're going to be gone. And I personally, I interviewed before moving here to New Jersey from Texas. I interviewed four agents. I fired the first two. I also interviewed four lenders and I let go. One was almost through underwriting and I let him go also. Because when you start to get emails that don't make sense with other people's names on, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so I'm a believer this is the best thing that could have ever happened for the buyer's agent and for the buyer.
Great. That's great, Melina. And I appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you.
Great talking to you. Thanks for your insight and your personal insight when it comes to the military, VA lending, everything like that.
You're so welcome.
So we appreciate you being here. And I hope everyone out there, you enjoyed these episodes that we put together. Melina, you did such a great job in explaining from personal experience, you know, what it's like to walk in the shoes of active duty and military. And we also talked about VA lending, some of the obstacles that a veteran or active duty person could have when looking to purchase a house. And we talked about mortgage products. We talked a little bit about the NAR settlement as well. I hope everyone found this educational. This is going to be an ongoing dialogue that we're going to have over the course of time. And we look forward to catching up with you next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham, produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift, and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.